Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. 2 Timothy chapter 1, beginning at verse 6. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began, but has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, to which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. For this reason, I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love, which are in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. This you know, that all those in Asia have turned away from me, among whom are Phygelius and Hermogenes. The Lord grant mercy to the household of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he arrived in Rome, he sought me out very zealously and found me. The Lord grant to him that he may find mercy from the Lord in that day. And you know very well how many ways he ministered to me at Ephesus. This is the word of the Lord. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ. Family of God, I just want to encourage you today. Exhortation of encouragement to continue to press on. Hallelujah. You see, God who saved us before time began. Hallelujah. Who called us with a holy calling before time began. Not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. Our names were recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. You see, when Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, came into the world not to call the righteous but sinners to repentance, when he came to the door of our hearts on that day when we were born again, on that day when we received the engrafted word which was able to save our soul, on the day when we were filled with the Holy Spirit, on that day when old things passed away and when everything became new, on that day that was ordained before time began for us to inherit glory, Jesus Christ started a work in us, not according to our works, but according to his finished work. He started a work in us that with all faith and with all assurance, with all trust, we believe and we are persuaded that he is able to keep what we have committed to him until that day. You see, when Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, came into our hearts to give us a new heart, that heart of flesh, when he took away that stony heart, cast it into the sea of forgetfulness, when he blotted out all of our transgressions like a thick cloud, when he forgave us of all of our iniquity as far as the east is from the west, that very moment, hallelujah, our eternal destiny was forever sealed, hallelujah. That very moment, our eternal destiny was forever sealed because it's not based upon what we have done, hallelujah. It's based upon what Christ has did. Hallelujah. When Christ finished the work before the foundations of the world, because the Lamb was slain before the foundations of the world, when Christ Jesus, hallelujah, cried out on the cross, "It is finished." And when we received the finished work, which was ordained before time began. Hallelujah. We rested. Hallelujah. We rested. We ceased from our own works, as Christ did from his, and we've rested in the finished work. And so now, because we've rested in his finished work, hallelujah, because we've rested in his finished work, the spirit that God has given us allows us to persevere. Amen. Because the spirit that God has given us, which is the Holy Spirit, which is a spirit of power, which is a spirit of love, which is a spirit of sound minds. That spirit that dwells in us, that keeps us in his love, that keeps us walking in faith, that keeps us in Christ Jesus our Lord, that keeps us abiding in him and he abides in us, that keeps us from worry, from fear, from doubt, that keeps us, hallelujah, on the narrow road that only a few people find. The Holy Spirit that secures us in his will. The Holy Spirit that secures us in his presence. The Holy Spirit that secures us as the anchor of our soul, allows us to remain steadfast. Hallelujah. Allows us to remain unmovable. Allows us to always abound in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain because it's Christ in us, the hope of glory, that is laboring through our earthen vessels of clay. You see, when we rest, child of God, knowing that we have committed unto him until that day, knowing that he who began a good work in us will complete it on the day of Jesus Christ, because we've rested in his work, we have total confidence, child of God. No matter what may come our way, that Jesus Christ will complete everything that he promised to complete in us, which is the redemption of our whole body, soul, and spirit. You see, this is what being born again is all about. When you know that you know that you know that you've been forgiven, when you know that you know that you know that you have eternal life, when you know that you know that you know that Christ has given us the victory, when you know that we are more than conquerors through Christ who loves us, when you know that you know that you know that the grace that has appeared unto all men, Jesus Christ, has taught us to deny ungodliness and to live soberly and righteously in this evil world, when we know that we know that we know what true religion is, which is to visit the widow and the orphans and to keep ourselves unspotted from the world, when you know that you know that you know that everyone who has this hope in us purifies ourselves just as he is pure, when you know that you know that you know that it's Christ in you who does the purification, when you know that you know that you know when it's Christ in you who performs the sanctification, when you know that you know that you know that it was Christ who called us with the holy calling and saved us before time began, when you know that you know that you know that nothing can separate you from the love of God, you press on, child of God. You keep on pressing on. That's what demonstrates that you are a child of God. You see, because you haven't given up. You haven't looked back. Your hand is still on the plow. Amen. You see, before we were born again, BC, amen, when we practice works of the flesh, which was our nature, we had no fear of God. The thought of God never came into our minds. We had no reason to repent, right? We had no reason to call upon the name of Jesus Christ. We found him offensive. God have mercy, right? We found him as one not to be desired because we were wrapped up in I, me, myself, and I, the middle letter of S-I-N. It was all about I. We etched God out, ego. And so Because there was no thought of God in our minds, we did that which was according to our sin nature, and that was our daily practice. We practiced sin. We were hell-doomed sinners on the fast track, on the broad road to the lake of fire. But when the grace of God that has appeared unto all men called us out of darkness and into his marvelous light with a holy calling, because it was ordained before time began according to his own purpose and grace. Hallelujah. Not according to our works, but according to his finished work. When he came by the door of our hearts and he said, is there any room for the Son of Man to lay his head? When we answered the call and we said yes, that very moment we committed our soul to him. We committed our life to him. We committed our being to him. And because we were born again that very moment, everything has already been ordained by the sovereign plan of God for us to finish the race. Amen. For us to finish the path that God has set before us. For us to finish with full confidence, knowing that at the finish line, whether we have to die or whether we live, we know that when we get to the finish line, we know that on that day when Jesus Christ descends from heaven with a shout, hallelujah, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet of God, we know without a shadow of a doubt, because this is what faith is all about. Do you believe? We know without a shadow of a doubt that on that day when he rides upon a cloud swiftly, like lightning from east to west, when he sticks in his sickle on the earth to reap, we know that whether we are the dead in Christ or whether we are alive and remain at that very moment in time, we will all be caught up, hallelujah, in the clouds to meet him in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord, because we have committed unto him everything. We've left all. Amen. We left our former way of life. No longer do we run with the drunkards. No longer do we run with the fornicators. No longer do we run with the gossips. No longer do we run with the cheaters. No longer do we run with the thieves. No longer do we run with the liars. No longer do we run with the effeminate. No longer do we run with the blasphemers. No longer do we run with the murderers. No longer do we run with those who practice unrighteousness. You see? Because we have a new nature. The evidence of your salvation is the fruit of your repentance. It's because you come to Jesus all the time, instead of going to the whorehouse, instead of going to the bottle, instead of going to the gossip house, instead of going to the tarot card reader, instead of going to Buddha, instead of going to Muhammad, instead of going to what you used to go to before you met Christ. It's because you are in Christ now that you go to him. Hallelujah. This is evidence that you belong to him. You see, because you have a new master, right? Your feet are on steady ground, and because you always run to the Savior, no matter what may come your way, it's because you run to him. It's evidence that you belong to him. Amen. It's evidence that your life has changed. Hallelujah. The practice of your behavior now reflects your identity in Jesus Christ, because you go to him and only him. Your fidelity is to him and him alone. We have no other help. We have no other hope. We have no other Savior. We always run to him because it's all about him. That's how you know that you know that you know that you're a child of God. You run to Jesus. If you're running to Jesus. Amen. The reason why you know that you're a child of God is because you run to the Savior's arms. 24/7. You run to Jesus Christ 24/7. You run to the Master 24/7. Just like Peter, you cry out, Lord, save me. Hallelujah. You cry out, Lord, save me. You cry out, Lord, save me. You don't cry out to the liquor bottle no more. You don't cry out to the drug dealer no more. Okay. You don't cry out to Jezebel no more. You don't cry out to the harlots. You don't cry out to the gossips. You don't cry out to the cheaters. You don't cry out to the liars. Right? You don't cry out to what you used to cry out to get your fix. The only one that you cry out to now is the one who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. The only one that you cry out to is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. His name is Jesus Christ. See, I want to exhort you today, child of God. I want to exhort you to reaffirm that you're a child of God. Because you've been born again, your identity is rooted in Jesus Christ. And because you rest in the finished work of Jesus Christ, the evidence of your salvation, the evidence of your belief, the evidence of your practice behavior is your trust in Him and Him alone. That's the evidence. That's the evidence. That's the fruit worthy of repentance. It's because the Holy Spirit in you continues to draw you closer and closer and closer to the Master, right? The things of this world become dimmer and dimmer because the glorious light of Christ Jesus shines brighter and brighter. Because you keep looking to Him, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. The closer and closer you get to Jesus Christ, the more light that He reveals and the more that you are consumed in His power, in His presence, in His love, in His mercy, in His grace, and the more of Him that envelops us, the more hope continues to build up in us, knowing that we can never be separated from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, I want to exhort you today, child of God, to continue to hope. We're almost there, child of God. Continue to hope. Continue to set your eyes upon Him. Continue to hope. Hallelujah. Continue to walk down the narrow path. Continue to set your gaze upon Him. Continue to fight the good fight of faith. Continue to persevere. Continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Continue to call out to Him. Continue to practice His presence. Continue to practice righteousness. Continue to practice holiness. Continue to practice walking in the Spirit. Continue to practice living in the Spirit. Continue to practice speaking by the Spirit. Continue to practice everything that has to do with life and godliness, because Jesus Christ, who does not change, He is the way, the truth, and the life. The inward power of the Holy Spirit, which is His truth that sanctifies us. The external power of the Holy Spirit that leads us in the way. The life that's in us, eternal life, given to us by that seed that has been birthed in us through the new birth. The Holy Spirit has guaranteed our salvation. That's why we can boldly proclaim that Jesus Christ is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. And so we hold fast the pattern of sound words that we hear from the Word of God in faith and in love, which are in Jesus Christ. And that good thing which was committed to us, we keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. So hold on, old soldier. We're almost home. Hold on, old soldier. We're almost there. Hold on, old soldier. Soon and very soon, we will see Him just as He is. Soon and very soon, it doth not appear yet what we shall be. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. Keep a hold of the Master's arms, because we are safe in His arms. And the Lord is going to do it. The Lord is going to do it. He is going to save us. Mind, body, soul, spirit, our whole being. He's going to give us a new body, just like His glorious body. It is a guarantee, because you have the Holy Spirit. You've been born again. Your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. You are a child of God. And it's not anything that we did that gave us this amazing gift. It's everything that Christ did before time began, who called us with a holy calling and saved us according to his own purpose and grace. Before time began, we were marked out as children of light. So claim it, proclaim it, and live it. For surely the King of Glory comes quickly. I pray that you are blessed today, and we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Keep everybody that you have on your heart in your prayers, because we know that Jesus Christ is on the throne and prayer changes things. And so all of your prayer requests I lift up before the Father in the name of Jesus Christ, praying that according to his will, it will be answered and that there will be a praise report. Of all praise reports, when he does what only he can do, because there's nothing too hard for God. A special prayer request for Brother Mike, Brother Mac, that his back surgery, his spine surgery will go well tomorrow. Please keep him in your prayers if that comes across your prayer closet prayer report. Brother Mac is going for spinal surgery, and we pray that tomorrow will be a successful surgery, because the hands of the great physician will be the one performing it. And we pray that on the other side of this procedure, there will be awesome praise report of recovery and healing. For he is Yod Heh Vav Heh Rapha. Oh Lord, how we love you. And we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I love you, family of God. Keep the faith. For surely King Jesus comes quickly. Maranatha. Amen.